Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Tuesday the 6th of September. Today, Luke shows us three actions of Jesus. First, we see him praying all night. Then, we see him choose 12 of his disciples and call them apostles. And finally, we see Jesus being amongst the people, showing his love and compassion for them. Luke recounts the first action of Jesus, saying, Jesus went out into the hills to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. The Gospels, and especially those of Luke and Mark, often mention Jesus going off alone for prayer. Often, that prayer takes place at important moments or decisions in his life. In today's Gospel, Jesus spent the whole night in prayer preparing for the important decision of choosing the 12 apostles. Jesus turned to prayer to sustain him, to help him in the work he was sent to do. How much more do you and I need prayer as we journey with Jesus each day? And so we could ask ourselves, do I spend time with Jesus in prayer every day? Do I give Jesus time every day? Luke then goes on to the second action of Jesus. He says, when day came, Jesus summoned his disciples and picked out 12 of them. He called them apostles. The word apostle is a Greek word, apostolos, meaning one who is sent. Seeing Jesus choosing the 12 apostles today reminds us that you and I have been chosen by Jesus and we are people who are sent by Jesus. Most of us are not called to serve in formal leadership positions in the church. Nonetheless, Jesus has chosen us to be leaders. In baptism, you and I have been called to help others know Jesus. In our words, our actions, and our attitudes, Jesus wants us to show him to others, to let them see him in us. Do I believe that? Do I believe that Jesus has chosen me personally? Do I believe Jesus sends me to be an apostle? Finally, the third action of Jesus. Luke says, Jesus then came down with them and stopped at a piece of level ground where there was a large gathering of his disciples who had come to hear him and to be cured of their diseases. After his night in prayer, after choosing the apostles, Jesus goes to the people who've come to him for help. He teaches them and he heals them. He's available to them. He's available to everyone and interested in everyone. He lets people touch him and is close to the people. As we picture Jesus there amongst the people, we might ask ourselves, do I know that Jesus is always there for me? Do I know that Jesus is interested in me and cares for me? He has time for me. You might also ask, as I go about my daily activities, am I available to other people? Am I interested in other people? Do I care for the people who touch my life each day? Lord, you've chosen me. Help me to stay close to you and make time for you in daily prayer. Send me, Lord, to share your love with others. Lord, you have chosen me and sent me. Help me to share your love and compassion with others. God bless you all.